It Happened at the Bowling Alley by Rogue Alice 91, read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Cecil. That was Carlos's last real thought before he died. The sharp pain of tiny weapons still wakes him up some nights, as if the inhabitants are still attacking him. Carlos could remember that day crystal clear. The noiseless bowling alley, the crowd of people near lane 5. His own heart beating double time in his chest, and mostly the radio on in the background. As he made his way down into the tunnel, leading to the miniature city, Carlos wished it was Cecil's voice announcing the news, instead of an hour of some government thing. The mini-city of course captured his attention immediately, and thoughts of the radio host was pushed back into the recesses of his mind. That is, until the inhabitants began stabbing at him and pulled him off his feet. Then Cecil was his only thought, and Carlos watched through clouded eyes as his clothes turned red. It was as if he was floating above everything, and all he saw was his body being mutilated by miniature citizens. And all he thought of was a smooth, velvety voice saying his name. Slowly, when he came back to himself, Carlos saw he was outside of the tunnel, and miraculously, alive. Cecil, I have to tell him everything. The words burst into his head like fireworks, and a beatific smile slipped onto his face. Now every time he went to the bowling alley, he remembered three things. The city, a floating feeling, and of course, Cecil.